But don't hold on to the batim themselves, the actual tefillin itself. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. It's not kovadik if your hands to touch the tefillin when you have carry on you. Drashi v'lo yachiz b'ktitza. Hein tefillin atzman. Don't touch the batim themselves. Tofus ma'ishovin or ritzuan. V'doim lo masech tegid mazok and abra so k'tuse tefillin. Means the ikka tefillin don't touch. You can only touch the ritzua, the straps, but not the tefillin itself. That's Rabbi Yaakov. You're allowed to take a small nap with your tefillin, but not sleeping well. The Ryan now. How much is called a temporary sleeping, a small sleeping? How long it takes you to sleep, to walk 100 amas? So that length, how long it takes you, that's how long it's called the shinas, alright, that you're allowed to sleep when you're wearing tefillin. Omar Rav. Rav says, Osa liyodom li shine v'yoyim. Chassan, every day of the week, any day, you're not allowed to sleep at daytime. Osa liyodom li shine v'yoyim. You're not allowed to sleep at daytime. Rashi, Chassan, li shine v'yoyim ifnei bitl Torah. What says, by daytime you have to learn Torah? Either you're working or you're learning Torah, one of the two, you can't just be a battling. So if you're not allowed to sleep at daytime. So the Rav, Omar Rav, Osa liyodom li shine v'yoyim. Chassan, yoyse mishin is asus. Not more than a small doze off that a horse sleeps. They come a shinet asus. How long does a horse sleep at one time? Shisa nishmi, 60 breaths. The longer it takes 60. Good, you want to say deep breaths. The longer it takes 60 deep breaths, that's how long you're allowed to sleep at daytime. Not more than that, you're not allowed to sleep. Omer Abaye says, Shinse demar, that you know how long I slept, or my Rebbe slept, kid the Rav, as long as Rav slept. Oh, the Rav, you know how long Rav slept? Rashi says, Demar means Rav Avar Nachmeni. The Bais saying, you know how long my Rebbe slept? As long as Rav slept. And how long did Rav sleep? Could the Rebbe. And how long did Rebbe sleep? Could the Rebbe? Could the David. How long did David and Allah sleep? Could the Susia. As long as a horse sleeps. Oh, the Susia, how long does a horse sleep at one time? She's a Nishmi. As long as it takes 60 breaths. That's how long he slept. So Rashi learns, Kirav dimimenu lomad mida shinosoi shayoshin rav biyoim kishiyazir. As Rashi learns, this Gemara is only going by daytime. That Rav said, you're not allowed to sleep at daytime. Only this amount that a horse sleeps, these 60 breaths. So by daytime it's also. So Rav did like that. Rebbe did like that. That's why David also did. Rashi, for Rav lomdo mirabenu akodesh shagod letzlei yid letzlei the Rebbe kadavid kach kibo miavoysav. That's how long David Melech Yisrael used to sleep at daytime, not more than 60 breaths. So according to this Gemara, the way Rashi is learning, it's talking about only by daytime. What the first one, even by nighttime? Rashi means by daytime. Vayit Abaye Gemara says, Havinayim kidemayim mipopadisa levekuvi. He used to sleep, Rashi, b'yoyim. Even by a day, Abaye used to take a nap, and used to sleep as long as it takes somebody to walk, mipumbadisa levekuvia. Trashi kumayim mipumbadisa levekuvia, timiforish bimokim acher, devi shisin parsi. That was almost a long journey. It was six shisa parsi. Take six parsis. That's parsis 4 mil. It's a long time. A mil is 18 minutes. So he slept a long time. Is Kori Yolari of Yesu? Yesu called upon him, Akon Abaya, Ad Mosai Otso Tishkav. You lazy person, how long are you going to be sleeping? Mosai talking Mishnah Sechel. When are you going to wake up from sleeping already? There's the hell, like we had before, like Rav's din, it's also to sleep a yoin. More than 60 breaths, not too long. 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. That's all. So Halacha is brought down that everybody depends. That some say B'chal and Shabbos doesn't apply. On Shabbos, that you're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to take a Shabbos afternoon nap. That you're allowed to. It's only going in the middle of the week. The Ri used to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. But then the Mishnah Berurah thing brings down, he says, depends upon what kind of person you are. Like if you're Maisi, you're very tired, and you see you can't do anything, so you're not called a battling then. You're sleeping, push to give you Kayach. Then you would be allowed to take a nap. But if you're a person that doesn't need a nap, just time to take the nap, that's this Gemara, you should do it. Like don't be, like Rashi said, don't stop, waste your time. Tana Rabbonin, Hanichnas Lishin Bayoim. If somebody goes to sleep at daytime, and the Gemara's times you're wearing your tefillin all day, so now when it goes to sleep, it depends. Rotza Cholitz, if you want to take off your tefillin. Rotza Maniach, if you want to, you can leave them. Drashi, Hanichnas Lishin, Shein Kavanos El Lishin V'yena mahar le'davar acher. You only want to go to sleep and not think about anything else. His rotz achilas tefillin. Rotz meniach lefishe b'yoyim and darko l'shamas emishtoi v'lelishim kva. Monashech, at daytime, if you want to take a nap with your tefillin, you're allowed to. Because it's not a shtegel to live with your wife at daytime. And also, you don't sleep too long by daytime. Therefore, if you can take a small nap, you're allowed to do it even though you're wearing your tefillin. So it's up to you. If you want to, you have a right to take them off. Even though the whole daytime you're supposed to wear your tefillin. But when you're taking your small nap, if you want to, you have a right to take it off. If you don't want to, keep it on. Balailo, let's say you're taking a nap at nighttime, then chulit. Then you have to take off your tefillin. V'yeinu maniach, you're not allowed to leave them on. So even though we hold tefillin is not a zaman, you're not supposed to wear tefillin balailo, but the pshat is, if you have tefillin on during the daytime, you don't really have a chiv to take it off right away. Mashenkin, now that you're going to sleep, then you have a chiv to take it off. As we hold, you're not supposed to put on tefillin at nighttime. It means if you didn't put it on yet, you're not supposed to put it on at night. But if you already have it on from the daytime, you don't badavka have to take it off as soon as it comes nighttime. But if you want to go to sleep, that's this gemara, you have to take them off, v'yena maniach, you're not allowed to wear them. Divrei Rabbi Nosson, this is Rabbi Nosson Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Hayelodim li'olam chotzin v'yein manichin. Chil bochrim, Rashi says, people that are not married, li'olam chotzin afilu b'yein. Anytime they want to take a nap, even by daytime, they have to take off their tefillin before they take a nap. Nefnei shirigilim b'tumah, because he's ruggled to have tumah. Rashi, kasalka that havminer is, shema yurakeri. Maybe you'll see some zera will come out of him. Shehira motziben. Since he's a bachur, he's not married yet. Could be he thinks about women. So he'll come the day here, he'll come the day carry. Therefore, a bachur, when he goes to, if he's wearing tefillin, at daytime, if he takes a nap, he has to take off his tefillin first. For the Gemara, Lemuk Sabar Rabbi Yosef, that's the reason why, so the Yotam Rabbi Yosef holds, Balkari Oslo Niyat tefillin, that it's also for Balkari to wear tefillin. And why is this the Machlekes? That Rashi, Umiboyulei, Lenevet Kavosei. If that's his shita, we have to hold like him. Shalocha kumais of Rav Mekaymus. The kaimlo nemuki imai. That whatever Rabbi Yosi says, he's very smart, we hold like Rabbi Yosi. So you want to tell me now that the pshat from Rabbi Yosi is that the reason why a bochor is not allowed to sleep with his tefillin, because we're afraid to become a balkari. And then you're telling me Rabbi Yosi has told the balkari is also to wear tefillin. Or Rabbi Abai wants to say maybe no. Be yelodim unshaseyim imohem askinim. Because we're not talking about right now a bochor. Talking about a young married person that was just married. Since he was just married, here we're afraid, Shema Yovel de Hergel Dover. We're afraid maybe he's going to live with his wife wearing the tefillin. And that he shouldn't do. Drashi Shema Yavo, for Yehovah the Osel lives Zoysen Linen Ben Kalas Rush. That's not nice. Now it could be wearing tefillin when Zera comes out of you, maybe there's no Isser. So therefore, to sleep by daytime would be a right for a Bochur. Mashenkin here that we say it's also a song about people that just got married. So we're afraid even by daytime to take a nap, maybe they'll sleep with their wife. And that's not nice. Not nice to be with your wife when you're wearing your tefillin. So that's the yisr. But it could be if a bocher wants to take a nap by daytime, maybe he's allowed to, even though zachshash may become a day carry. There's no yisr if you come a day carry wearing tefillin. Nobody shouldn't come a day carry. But as a din tefillin shaboy, there's no new yisr about having tefillin on when the zera comes out. Tana Rabbanan, Shochach v'shimish mitosai v'tfilin. Let's say you made a mistake, you forgot you're wearing tefillin, it's daytime and you're living with your wife. So what should you do now? Is Eina Oichid, you're not supposed to hold Leibur Tzua, you shouldn't hold the straps to the tefillin. For Leibur Tzitza, don't hold the tefillin itself. Achiyitl Yodim, until first go wash your hands. V'yitlam, and then take the tefillin away. If they shidayim askoni yisen, stam v'shash tashmish, your hands are moving around, the touch is placed, it's not nice. So your hands are not clean. So it's a bizoy, you're not supposed to touch tefillin if your hands are not clean. Therefore, if you forgot and while you're wearing tefillin, you were with your wife, so the halacha is first go and wash your hands, and then you can take off the tefillin. So the Mishnah. Maisa v'yaviyu l'orda Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai lita metatavshel. It once happened that they brought Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai on Sukkis to taste the food. They gave metatavshel to eat. On Sukkis. Ulu Rabbi Gamliel, l'shnei kesavis. And they gave him the size of a food of 2 dates. Shnei kesavis. Udali shomayim, they gave him a pitcher of water to drink also. The Omru and Gamliel told them, hail on the sukkah. Bring it up to the sukkah, because he wanted to eat these things in the sukkah. So Rashi learns, That's the first maisa. And they brought the Gamliel teat, Shnei Kaisavis, and he ate it in the sukkah. Ukeshenosnul Rabbi Tzadik, when he gave Rabbi Tzadik teat, is Oichel Pochas Mikibetza. He was makbet teat, the amount of food less than the size of an egg. Not Lubamapa, even though it was bread, he didn't go to wash his hands first. He just covered his hands with a towel and held the bread in a towel. The ochlu when he ate, chutz the sukkah outside the sukkah. And another thing, v'lo berech achrona, he didn't make a brocha achrona. I see he holds to make a brocha achrona, you have to eat the size of a beyo. If you only eat the size of a kezayis, he holds, you're potter for making a brocha achrona. Halacha, we don't hold like this. Halacha, we hold if you eat the size of a kezayis, you have to make a brocha achrona. But this is Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that he holds, or Rabbi Tzadik, that if you eat less than a kebetza, you're potter for making a brocha achrona. So Rashi says, oichel pochas mikebeya. Michael Pochus Mikabay, they gave him food teeth the size less than the size of an egg. So what did he do, Reb Tzadik? Not Le Bamape. Loi Nota Yodav, he didn't wash his hands. El Korach Bamape, he wrapped his hands around with a towel. Mishum the key is time to keep his house, he was clean. To Iksava Pochus Mikabay, the burn of the Tilish Dayim. Because Al Talach of washing hands before you eat bread, he held his Namachuiv to. Since it less than a bay, you don't have to wash your hands for it. Loi Boy Sukkah, he did hold, you don't have to have a Sukkah either. Hey, so anytime you eat less than a beya, that's called nachilas arai. Like we had the Mishnah before, nachilas arai, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah, therefore he did not eat it in the sukkah. For loy boy bircha samozim achrav, even though he's eating bread the size of a kezayis, he did not bench afterwards. The doros krev yudu, because he holds like a yudu shita. The yachalte v'savote v'rachta, that means achila sheyesh basriya. You have to have an eating that satisfies you somewhat. So even though midiraisa sviya really means you're full legamri, you have a full meal, but even though midirabonim we dash in a little bit, but he holds vainu kebeya. Midirabonim also you have to eat at least the size of an egg. But less than that you potter from the brocha achrona. Lalocha we hold that the rabbonim know that even the size of the kezayis midirabonim you have to bench. Avlofona b'chol duboy brocha. But that's for sure before you eat at the beginning, havad, you have to make a brocha rishona. You have to make hamoitzi. Sharei nena, you're having enjoyment. And the klal is, v'yosa lehenes, min oilu mazeh b'lai brocha. You're not allowed to take enjoyment from this world without making a brocha. So no matter how small the food is, before you eat it, you have to make a brocha rishreina. But to make a brocha achreina, that's his shita. Reb Tzadik holds like a Yehudi shita, you only chayv if you eat the size of a beya. Less than a beya, you potter. So Gemara asks the kasha, maisa lister. It's a stira, you're contradicting yourself. Rashi, Maisa Lister, V'chiderecha Madabrim Lohov V'yachad Rayim, Maisa Rasvesu Rayim. Like you're contradicting yourself in the Mishnah. Tiktoni Reishi Reishi says, Oichlem V'shoysen Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. It says what you're allowed to eat a little bit outside the Sukkah. M'viya Maisa D'tim Matash L'Sar Sukkah. Then they bring this Maisa here, that Maisa, the beginning of the Mishnah was, V'vila Rav Yechnem and Zaka Litim Matashol. They brought him teeth a little bit of the tavshol, and what was the halacha? He said, bring it up to the sukkah. And a little bit of tavshol, he didn't have to eat that much, he only ate a little bit. He did not eat so much. So you see, even achilas arai, you have to eat in the sukkah. So the two mishnayos and an astira. The mishnah we just had before this says, achilas arai, is potem in a sukkah. A little bit less than a day, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. And here the beginning of our mishnah says, maisa b'hoi b'hevilu rabbi yechid and mezakai, litim as a tavshol. What litoin? He tasted. They made a good dish, and they said, taste the dish. He says, give it to me, I want to eat in the sukkah. Out of the sukkah, he's not going to eat. So it's a stira. So Marian says, chasuri mechsura, something is missing from the last mishnah before. Vachi katoni, this is what the mishnah before should have said. That it, even though the mishnah says, you're allowed to eat an achilas arai outside the sukkah, you're allowed to eat a little bit outside the sukkah, less than an egg, of imbola hachmir alatsumoy machmir. If somebody wants to be machmir upon himself and not eat anything outside the sukkah, he's allowed to. For less be mishum yura. That's what the Mishnah means to say. There's no bar gaivnik. You're not showing off to do this. Even though a lot of times we say when you put them in a dover, if you do it, you're called a bar gaivnik. It's not called you're showing off. You're not supposed to do it. Something you put it from, sometimes you're not supposed to be machmir to do it. But here the Mishnah is telling us no. Even though to eat a little bit, you're potter, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but if you want to be machmir and not eat anything outside the sukkah, like it's brought down the lochon, if you want to be machmir, not even drink water out of the sukkah, toivu lo brochi, you know, it's something nice.
you don't have a chiv to, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah arai. Even bread you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah less than the size of an egg. And other foods for sure you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. But the Mishnah says if you want to be machmir latzmai, you're allowed to. For less pay mishum yura, there's no bagdi, you're not showing off by doing this. Now our Mishnah says, oh my sinam, there's a story like that also. That they brought in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai a small amount of food, just to taste the food, to see how it tastes, a small amount, less than a beya. And still he told them, bring it up to the sukkah, I'll taste it in the sukkah. So that's the teretz. He was machmir latzmai, even a little bit, just to taste the food. He did not want to do outside the sukkah, he was bedafka machmir to do it inside the sukkah. Mervaita. L'rav gamliya l'shnei kaysav asudli shamayim. That then the next Ma'isal Mishnah says, they brought in front of Rabbi Gamliel two dates, the size of two dates, two kaisavis, shnei kaisavis, odli shamayim, a pitcher of water to drink. The Yomru, Rabbi Gamliel told them, the Yomru, hellam